The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has taken the next step towards setting drinking water limits for two PFAS chemicals, PFOA and PFOS. Environmentalists say the step is small and they want to see quicker, bolder action. The EPA has proposed a so-called regulatory determination to set a national drinking water standard for PFOA and PFOS, emerging contaminants found in Hoosick Falls and Newburgh, respectively. Melanie Benesch is legislative attorney with the Washington, D.C. headquartered Environmental Working Group. She says it could be years, however, before EPA sets final enforceable standards, if at all.
This is definitely regulation moving at a snail's pace, and it's really years overdue.
In addition to proposing to regulate PFOS and PFOA, EPA is asking for information and data on other PFAS substances, as well as seeking comment on potential monitoring requirements and regulatory approaches the agency is considering for PFAS chemicals. Liz Moran is Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group.
So they've taken a notch forward. We do think that this is a positive step. They're certainly hearing the outcry from the public. People are deeply concerned about the widespread use of these chemicals and how widespread it's now becoming prevalent in people's drinking water. So this is the right step. But that said, states shouldn't wait for the staff. This could be a really long process. And states like New York need to make sure we are setting drinking water standards that are stringent and aligned with the most conservative health science.
In New York, the Drinking Water Quality Council has recommended 10 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS each, and 1 part per billion for 1,4-dioxane, levels the State Department of Health is anticipated to adopt in the coming months. NYPERG and others had been pushing for even lower levels. Environmental Working Group's Benesch agrees states need to take the lead.
PFAS is a chemical that's in the blood of virtually every living being, and it's really hard to overstate the urgency that there is for the government to step in and make real meaningful regulations on these chemicals. And what the agency has done last week is a positive step forward, but more needs to be done and needs to be done quickly.
Another proposal EPA issued the same day would restrict some uses of so-called long-chain PFAS chemicals. Benesch says it's a rehash of a 2015 proposal.
And what that does is codify some of the voluntary phase-out of particular kinds of PFAS chemicals that that industry agreed to under pressure from EPA.
As part of its PFAS action plan, the agency is proposing regulations on imported products that contain certain long-chain PFAS chemicals used as surface coatings. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the regulation would close a loophole. While EPA believes the use of these chemicals as surface coatings in imported goods has been phased out, this proposal would ensure that EPA reviews any new uses for surface coatings on products such as furniture, automobile parts, and household appliances before such products could be imported. Again, Benesch.
And so what it means is if you're going to start using these chemicals again, you have to get permission from EPA first. So it's not a complete ban, but it's more regulation than what currently exists.
Moran says something is missing from this bill and others that address PFOA and PFOS.
We really want to closely check the language there to make sure it's as strong as possible. So we'll have to eye the language they propose. And we also have to make sure we start looking at short-chain PFAS.
Meantime, Democratic New York Congressman Antonio Delgado recently wrote to EPA Regional Administrator Pete Lopez, following up on topics Lopez addressed at a Hoosick Falls Community Working Group meeting in January.
We're still hoping that they will take on and set a maximum contaminant level, something they could do again on their own accord, but they have not. So I made a point to stress to Mr. Lopez, we need a timeline. We need to understand what the where the urgency is. And he explained that he'd get back to me with that timeline, and so we'll see what it looks like. But it's a big issue for our communities, and we've got to get something done in this space. We've got a lot of bills we've introduced, and I want to get something done beyond just the toxic release inventory.
That bill, the PFAS Right to Know Act, requires per- and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals to be listed on the toxics release inventory at the EPA. Delgado says this should have been something for the EPA to accomplish, not Congress. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.